Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What he's battling, whether he's going to be available for draft night, does it really matter? Do the Colts, does Chris Ballard require Jim Irsay to be in the room for him to function correctly as the architect of a draft? The answer, of course, is no. We're going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about Jim Irsay. We're going to talk about Colts needs. And we're going to talk about what the fans would prefer as opposed to what Chris Ballard would prefer. And we're going to talk about mock drafts and why they're so damn silly. That we can execute all the mock drafts we want. They approximate the way the real draft works kind of as driving a video game car approximates driving a real car. You know what? With a video game, there's no danger of airbags deploying and you being ejected from the car at 70 miles an hour. In a real car, there are other people on the road. There is danger afoot for those other people and yourself if you drive stupidly. That's the difference. Risk. Palpable risk is the difference between a mock draft and a real draft. We'll talk about it a little bit and why a mock draft I did last night is just abject silliness. We'll talk about the Pacers. They've got a game tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. This game, too. Either the Pacers are going to bounce back from a very, very disappointing game one, or, you know what, they're going to learn from this experience and come back stronger as a result, or, you know what, they're just in it for the cash. And the cash is the thing that motivates them, and they want their $25, $30 million a year, $50 million a year if you're Tyrese Halliburton, and that's enough. You don't need to work at a psychotic level to become so good that you win a championship if you're all about the money instead of all about the basketball. We'll talk about that a little bit too. And Luke Goody in the portal, the University of Illinois losing guys. Indiana fans really excited about Luke Goody. And I just don't see it and I don't get it. And I don't know why Luke Goody would look at Indiana as a port in his storm that he would want to subscribe to, pull into, dock at. Just like Connor Asijan. Why would Connor Asijan, he's going to Nebraska, by the way, he's an Indiana guy, as is Luke Goody. Why would he want to go to Bloomington where they don't shoot threes? Why would Luke Goody want to go to Bloomington where they don't shoot threes? You want to stand in a corner all by yourself and watch the other four guys play offense? I guess you can, but why you want to do that? I don't understand why people in Indiana, number one, would want Luke Goody. Secondly, I don't know why Luke Goody would want Indiana. This is Breakfast with Kent for Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, look, you use promo code Kent at MyBookie, and here's what they do for you. A signing bonus of up to $1,000, that's winning before you even play. Let's go. And you know what? They're a place where you can bet on anything, anytime, from anywhere. My bookie's awesome. You're going to enjoy it. Make sure and subscribe. We've got two prizes in the pipeline. One received from an anonymous donor yesterday via the mail. Really, really cool. We got to figure out how to give this stuff away. Very difficult to acquire Colt swag. And then a jersey of a current Colt player will be given away, being shipped here by the good people at Pristine Auctions. I won the auction, and so you're going to get a chance to win this jersey, but you got to be a subscriber to do it. Like the video because it's the polite thing to do. It's Hoosier Hospitality. The thumbs up icon, ding, hit that, let's go. Do that for all the videos you watch. And if you want to make a donation, include a comment, a question, we'll share it with the group. That is what we do. Okay. Anyone have an apartment for rent for Brock Bowers? I think Brock Bowers is going to be able to buy the apartment building. Let's talk about Jim Irsay a little bit. Jim Irsay recovering from back surgery. He says there wasn't another overdose. There was the overdose on December 8th, but what he's recovering from now is a back surgery that is going to alleviate pain associated with his leg somehow. It wasn't another overdose. He told this to Fox 59, and so we hope for the best. Whatever is ailing Jim Irsay, we hope that he feels better and that the pain is alleviated. He's dealt with a lot of surgeries over the years, trying to get that back so it doesn't hurt him. And he's looking forward to being out on the golf course. He's not going to be a part of the draft team in the draft room at the Colts complex.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. You know what? I don't need him there. He doesn't need to be there. Don't be there. Let those guys do their job. Delegate and delegate and delegate. And do not accept any of the responsibilities yourself as the Colts kind of navigate this draft. That's a good thing. But good to know that Jim Irsay is feeling better and is somehow coming. He's like the Keith Richards of the NFL, for the love of God. That guy just cannot be stopped. Let's talk about what the Colts need as we are just 2 days away from the first round of the NFL draft. They need cornerback, if not plural, cornerbacks, safety, wide receiver, tight end. Look, I know they got a million tight ends, but if you got a bunch of mediocre tight ends, you still need a tight end. If you have a pitching staff in baseball where you got five number three starters, that's not good. You need an ace. You got to have an ace. You got to have a starter among that group. Would that be Woods, Ogletree, Granson, Mallory, Ollie Cox? I don't know. You got a lot of guys. You got a hell of a lot of tight ends. You got too many tight ends. You need to get shed of two of those guys, if not three, and hire one real good one. Who's the third string tight end for the Chiefs? I don't know. Who's the third string tight end for the 49ers? I don't know. Third string tight ends do not win you championships. A starter will win you a championship, potentially. Running backs need a backup running back. Zach Moss gone. Need a replacement at that level. But here's the deal. Here's how we prioritize it. Fans, media, wide receiver with the first round. You got to take a wide receiver, according to us. What the Colts are likely to do at 15, they're likely either to use 15 to trade a defensive player or trade back to get multiple defensive players, which, frankly, would be crazy. Second round, Ballard is going to prioritize the wide receiver. Third round, he's going to prioritize the safety. That's what he does. Blackman, third rounder. Cross, third rounder. He uses the third round to go get safeties, and he continues to do it and do it and do it and do it because he never gets it right. As third round safeties, you know what? They're good players. Not great. Nick Cross, great athletic gifts. Can't be trusted back there, or he would be trusted back there, and safety wouldn't be a need. For me, I want, with a fourth-round pick, I want a backup running back. A really good run. I want, like, Blake Corum-level backup running back. They are going to prize a guard or a center, an interior offensive lineman. Fifth round, I want a linebacker. They're going to prioritize a backup running back. Sixth round, they're going to want another cornerback. I'm going to want that guard slash center that the Colts are going to draft a little bit earlier. And then seventh round, I want a backup quarterback. I want somebody who's going to allow them, no offense to Sam Ehlinger, but Sam Ehlinger isn't going to help you. Sam Ehlinger is not Brock Purdy. That's just the way it is. The Colts, they're going to prioritize a linebacker. Mocks are silly. Look, last night on Pro Football Focus, I executed yet another mock draft. I do it every day. I traded 15. I thought, you know what? I'm going to trade 15 and 46 to the Bears for number 9. Well, wait a minute. Why am I going to trade 15 and 46 when it appears likely that they're going to accept a deal for 15 and 82? So I traded the 82nd overall pick, that third round pick, to the Bears along with 15. And they accepted it. They're not going to accept it. Look, the Bears are stupid, but they're not dumb. You're not going to get 9 for 15 and 82. I took Rome Odunze. Then, to recover the second round pick, or the third round pick that I just gave up, I trade 46 for 52 and 99. I took Michael Penix Jr. at 52 because I couldn't pass him up. And I drafted Dadrian Taylor Demerson at 99. He, a safety. Then, because I couldn't pass him up, and I know this is stupid, I took Tyke Smith, the safety from Georgia, at 117. Tight end Theo Johnson at 151, which is ridiculous because why do you need another backup tight end? But why not take him? I wanted the grade. I got a grade of A+ for this draft. That's what I was looking for. In the NFL, it's not a grade that you're held accountable to. It's actual productivity on the field. Go figure. And my guys, Theo Johnson, ain't never going to get on the field. Smith better never get on the field because I drafted another safety ahead of him, and Julian Blackman is supposed to be back. Look, the guy that keeps popping into my head as I look over the draft is Cooper DeJean. Cooper DeJean seems to be the perfect Ballard guy. He is athletic. He is smart. He's a Big Ten guy. And he plays his ass off as long as he's healthy. He broke his leg last year, the leg all back together. He's fully back, 100% working. He just seems like a Colts guy. If there's ever been a Colts guy, the Bears are not going to trade back 6 spots. It would be ridiculous for them to do it. They need a wide receiver at a low level of pay. I think 9, they take a wide receiver. Whoever's left among the big three, that's Odunze and Neighbors and Harrison. Harrison isn't going to be available at 9. Teams at the top of the draft, drafting quarterbacks, they got to hope that 2024 is not another 2021. Zach Wilson yesterday traded for a 6th-round pick to the Broncos from the Jets. Jets, second overall pick in 2021. They send him to the Broncos, and they're going to pay half his salary next year. Zach Wilson, persona non grata with the Jets. Lawrence is still with the Jags. He was a top overall pick. Trey Lance was number three. He was traded from the 49ers to the Cowboys for a fourth. Justin Fields was traded by the Bears to the Steelers for a conditional sixth-round pick that could elevate to a fourth. Mac Jones traded for a sixth. He was the 15th overall pick in 2021. People, like, if this draft winds up being like that draft, and then I started to think, what about the 23 draft? Huh, we don't want that. Colts fans do not want that to approximate the lack of productivity embodied by the 2021 draft. Gary Moore says, Nate Wiggins from Clemson is who I would pick. All right, I don't blame you. There is plenty of substantial evidence to suggest that Nate Wiggins is going to be a really good NFL player. Is this fun for Chris Ballard? That's kind of the question. Does he like the draft? Because everybody is going to come after him immediately. When he executes this draft, we're going to look at it and say, look at how he missed. Look at the opportunities that existed there that he completely passed on. What an idiot. That's where we are with Chris Ballard. This is draft eight. Draft one, we thought, hey, Malik Hooker, Chuck Pagano says he's going to be another Ed Reed. And Quincy Wilson, you know what, he's young, but he's got the stuff of a good starting cornerback. And blah, blah, blah. Zach Banner was in that draft. My God, right? What you wound up getting was Grover Stewart in that draft. That's about it. And then 18 was actually pretty good. 19, terrible. Really bad draft. 20, good at the top. Pittman and Taylor. I'll take that at the top of a draft. And then all of a sudden, the Colts started to get cute, and they're trading picks. And, as they did in 20 was really a pretty good draft. 18 was a good draft. That's the nexus of this 9-8 franchise. And that's what the Colts are. They're a 500 team. They're mediocre. And because they've got mediocre players, they do really well getting mediocrity at the end of the draft when most people draft bad, right? They draft bad players. Colts, they draft mediocre guys at the top. They draft mediocre guys in the middle, mediocre guys at the end. So at the end, those guys at the back end of the roster, they're really comparatively pretty good. But the guys at the top are not. Those are not elite-level football players. And so what you've got are a bunch of guys who are just good enough to extend but not good enough to win. That's the indictment that is valid on Chris Ballard. All right, Pacers tonight. Back against the wall, Tyrese Halliburton playing in his hometown. You have got to win this game. If you don't win this game, you're dead. You can't start 0-2 against the Bucks and then win four of the last five. It's not going to happen. Tyrese Halliburton has to play really, really well. He has to be the best player on the floor. He is paid to be that. He needs to validate that investment. Let's go. Miles Turner, he's going to get his 14-6. That's what he does. Siakam has to play like he did in the first game. And other guys going to have to make shots. Nesmith, Nembhard, they're going to have to contribute on the offensive end, or it's time to replace their asses. This is a team can't be happy getting to the playoffs. Have to be happy as they move through the playoffs. The Eastern Conference can be had up until the Eastern Conference Finals when the Celtics are going to beat whoever they play. But they, the Pacers, can get there. They can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They just got nut up and toughen up. Luke Goody, no IU visit scheduled yet for Luke Goody, who is being erroneously reported as an Indiana commit. He is not at this point. He started 7 games last year, 20 minutes a game, 5.7 points per game, 38.9% from beyond the arc. This is, you get excited about this? He gets excited about Indiana. Indiana doesn't shoot threes. 351st three-point attempts per field goal attempt. That tells you something. Luke Goody coming to Indiana. Why would he do that? Why would Connor Assijian come to Indiana? Of course he's going to go to Nebraska. Nebraska last year had five guys go over 100 three-point field goal attempts. IU had one over 100. Now, Galloway was exactly at 100, but Mbako, the only guy with more than 100 field goal attempts. Let's celebrate some birthdays on this beautiful Tuesday. Rusty Belinner, happy birthday. John Davis, the great David Byrd, happy birthday. The great Jeff Klink, Ryan Sherrill, Alex Cook, the great Brian Smith, and the absolute greatness that is Michael Grady. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Going to be a wonderful day. Make it a wonderful day for you, but more importantly, you make it a wonderful day for them. Lift people up. Don't pull people down. It is just that simple. Giveaways coming. Make sure and subscribe.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.